Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
No more Penguins games to bet on. I'm not sure where they rank among the teams for the 2025 Stanley Cup. I don't even think those odds are out yet. If they were, the Penguins would be middle of the pack at best. Today we'll have a potpourri of Penguins players weighing in on the season and the future. Also, Mike Sullivan later this hour, which you guys will want to hear. Mike Sullivan with us here on 93.7 The Fan. That'll be a good one. And the final call from the game last night to end it, only 38 wins for the Penguins this year to 44 losses. That ain't good. That's under 500 if you add up the overtime losses and the regulation losses. So 38, that's worse than last year. And then of much more importance to me, Chris, is what we heard there from Sidney Crosby. And let me preface what I'm about to say about Sid by saying this. If not for the Rob Rossies of the world and the Mark Maddens of the world and people like that who claim to have an in with Crosby and know what his intentions are and his motivation and what's next for him and what he wants to do, if I did not have knowledge of their reporting or their inside commentary, I would just hear that clip from Sid at Locker Cleanout Day. And I would be very, very nervous about him and his future here.
Year to year, 1 year at a time.
He said,
very noncommittal about a lot of things.
I have to talk to Kyle about it. When asked directly about signing a contract extension, like, there was no, yeah, I love it in Pittsburgh. I love the Penguins. I'll be here. Don't sweat it. Don't worry about it.
No, he gave a very noncommittal, neutral answer. When all we've heard about him is that he wants to play his whole career here, basically, that he likes being a Penguin for life.
So I'm not going to panic or freak out over those comments because other people have put me at ease, like Rob, who I respect and wanted to have on the show today.
First time in history somebody just said Rob put them at ease.
Yes,
generally.
Rob said, I have too much going on, so you guys can screw off, pretty much is
in
what he said.
In those exact words?
No, but you know, like, you can imagine the Rob...
Oh,
I can,
the Rob tone is a notable tone.
And
yeah.
Surliness and crotchety.
I'm sorry, just too much going on.
Yes, and that whole deal.
Oh, yeah, I would love to join you.
But, you know, there's also the question of should Sidney Crosby want to be here? Should he want to finish his career here? And the pros and cons and pluses and minuses of that.
Well, it's a weird question, though, right off the bat, because Crosby's personal priorities are going to be different than the ones like anybody on the outside, me or you or anyone else that's writing about or talking about the team might attach to him.
Okay, so let me then start it this way. If Sidney Crosby's priority is to try to win a Stanley Cup, should he want to be here?
No. No, I mean, I'm answering that as honestly as I can. No.
Yeah.
But I think, like, if that was his priority, he would take considerably less than market value and go to, like, Colorado to play with McKinnon, wouldn't he? Or he would join who? Pick a team in the East that you think would benefit.
Well, he's always taken less than he's worth.
But I mean, like, dramatically less, to make it fit on a team that has, like, big-time stars already who are younger.
I don't even think he'd have to do that. I think if he stayed at $8.7 million or even got a bump up to 9 or 10, he could fit onto a team that has better
Toronto.
Stanley Cup aspirations. Well, that one's tough because they're paying all their big guns.
Right.
But I get what you're saying. I mean,
so if he really wants a cup, like, cup or bust, then, yeah, you don't want to stay with the Penguins. The luxury he has that makes him not like a, say, Raymond Bork late in his career chasing one down, albeit with the Colorado Avalanche, just coincidentally here, he's got three of them.
Yep.
And so I think if you actually asked him what is priority one for you, he would say win another Stanley Cup, but I honestly believe it would come with a caveat for him in Pittsburgh with the Penguins. Like, I think he is the kind of student of hockey history where he would understand the way certain guys who were able to play their entire careers in one place are sort of deified as, like, more than they otherwise would have been because they did it all for one team wearing one sweater. Like, I think that matters to him.
We heard him yesterday before the game. He's just lowered the bar for what his expectations are for the Penguins. Even when he talks about them and the season they have and what he's looking to get out of it. He said yesterday, just get in, and if you get in, you can win the Stanley Cup. He knows that over the full 82-game season, that this team, even when it gets reconfigured next year, I would think, he has to know that this team does not have the personnel anymore over the long marathon of the season to be one of the NHL's best teams. So he's hoping, because this happens all the time in hockey, let's hopefully be average.
Good enough to get in and then get on a heater.
Yeah, let's just hope we get hot.
I mean, that's the only realistic way you're going to build a contender here, a team that actually has a chance at winning a Stanley Cup.
That's not building a contender.
Building
a team that
building a team that's good enough.
You hope gets lucky.
Well, we've heard Neil Huntington when he was the Pirates GM say this. I want to try to win 85 games, build a team that on paper should win 83, 84, 85 games, hope they outperform that slightly, get into the baseball playoffs, which are as random relative to the season length as possible, and then go from there.
That's right. That's Sidney Crosby pretty much saying, I think the Stanley Cup playoffs are random, so that's why if we get in, we have as good a shot as anybody.
But they are, and you've said that, and you're right,
right
to say that. They are no – you know, we always talk about, like, quickly when we bring up the NBA, we say, well, it's a superstar-determined league. The NHL playoffs specifically are goalie-determined more than anything, health and goalie. You get through that first round because maybe your goalie's playing well and you're reasonably healthy, you have a massive, massive advantage because of just what
now
a crap
Now you bring up the
is.
Goalie point. Why would he want to be here? Why would he want to stay here with their goalie situation?
I would love
their goalie situation stinks, and he has to know that.
I would love
He's
to
a
know,
smart guy.
I would love to know. I mean this. I would love to be able to, like, talk to him. If somebody said, Chris, you have 10 minutes to talk to Crosby about hockey, and you're going to get pretty expansive answers. He's not going to give you, like, the Derek Jeter dodge and say nothing.
So no BS.
Yeah, I'm not going to get BS. He and I are having a beer together, completely incognito. No one knows that Chris Muller's out in public, you know, and talking with Sidney Crosby. And I would say, hey, man, like, one, how do you view the goaltender position generally, like, around the league? Like, do you think your GM says it's kind of voodoo and it's very hard to predict? Do you agree with him? And two, if the answer to that is yes, then I would say, do you feel like one of the two goalies that's still on this roster, Tristan Jarry, is good enough to get hot and win a Stanley Cup? I'd love to know the answers to both of those things. Because so many people who are around hockey and close to it say goaltending really is voodoo. There's, like, four good, like, truly franchise-level guys in the league. Shesterkin is one of them. You would normally say Vasilevsky's another. And then can you for sure come up with another guy that is
Hellebuck's really good.
But he, early in his career, what was he?
Spotty at times. He's had ups and downs, for sure.
That's my point is, like, there are very few of those guys that are just old, reliable year after year after year. Even Vasilevsky this year is a little bit down from his usual.
You got the Boston duo, those guys,
but again,
Swayman
and
Allmark.
But you know what? But I feel like that's way more a function of Boston is just maniacal about their discipline and their system
yeah,
and the way they
that.
Play hockey.
Bobrovsky had a big year last year, but think about all the times he melted down in the
right,
playoffs.
Right. So like, you know, the million-dollar question with me and Sid and the goalie is just, do you think, like, can you win with Tristan Jarry? And I think that's where Jarry really is hurt by the way his career arc has gone thus far. He's played his worst at the biggest times.
Yep.
If he had even won Ape, you know what would be a complete difference maker for a lot of people? I'm not saying it would be right or wrong. If he had come back like he did for that Rangers series in Game 7, when Louis Domingue was leaking more oil than any goalie has in history, if he had slammed the door on the Rangers in Game 7, even though that would be essentially one game, I think people would view him differently.
I think his coach would. I think he would have put him back in for games down the stretch because he would have had that game and that evidence to fall back on that he's been able to get it done in critical or pressure-packed situations. I hear Crosby today, and I take what was a formality, 100% that he's back, and he signs an extension on July 1st, and he doesn't go into the last year of his contract. I've now taken that 100%, and I've dropped it down to 99% hearing him talk.
You all right?
99%. I'm just leaving now.
There's one orange ball in the 99 lottery balls that you pick it out, and it's, he's
there's
gone.
There's a sliver of space between the door and, what do you call it?
The door jam?
The door jam.
Yeah.
Right, just a little bit.
Can you barely? So it's like the total eclipse.
And if I didn't have Rossi and other Penguins reporters and like them saying there's
gonna
no
happen.
Colorado
don't worry about it.
Possibilities, not going to go and play in Montreal or anything like that, I would feel even less sure.
What
about
would you
it.
Be at percentage-wise in that case?
I don't know, like 65-35, he's still back.
Whew.
He still signs an extension, I should say.
Man, you are giving Rob. This is. I hope Rossi's listening. This is quite a. You're putting him over big
well,
time.
Well, Rob has just crushed the Paul Bissonettes and the people that would float out there. Hey, maybe Sid.
Well, those guys floated out
there. He's better
than
this.
They want to float it out there because they want it to happen. Because Sidney Crosby, teaming with Nathan MacKinnon would, set the hockey world on its ear. Sidney Crosby actually going and playing in Montreal would be massive front page news. I mean, it would dominate the Canadian
headlines. Yeah, I mean, he gets mobbed when he goes up there and plays.
Imagine if he went and played for Winnipeg or something. He played for, your second-tier Canadian teams.
He went and played for the Salt Lake City, whatever the hell they're going to call that team next. They can't keep Coyotes.
Why? There's Coyotes up there. That's mountainous, rugged territory.
No, there's not.
Should they do something like the other Utah team and give them a wildly out-of-place nickname?
You're wrong about
the
that.
The Utah
I've already looked this up because I wanted to see how outrageous the name was. Very minimal coyote population in Salt Lake.
Give me a native animal that they could make up there, one that's really populous.
Well, whatever. What's the sea life in that lake?
Nothing, because it's too salty.
Really? There's nothing in the lake. It's just
sand. Yeah, it's literally
sand.
Too salty to support life.
Salt Lake City, lifeless body of water. That should be the name of the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can't, the Dead Sea in the Middle East is called the Dead Sea.
There's no crabs.
Lives
there's no seagulls even flying around.
It's just all salt water. Yeah, it's
salt
water. And it's rapidly drying up, I think, the Great Salt Lake. I think it's less great. What if they called it the Utah Salt Licks? I don't know. The Utah Sodium. The Soakers I saw was actually put out there, I think. That one gave
Donnie,
some momentum.
Donnie, did you get that one? The Soakers?
I don't know if I do.
Are you just pretending that you don't because your parents are listening?
Maybe.
I think that was some nice honesty from Donnie.
Or is it because our boss is still in the booth with him?
No, he's not in here.
He'd probably laugh at that one. You know what the other thing is, too, about them? Just the other Crosby question, if I got my 10 minutes alone, Pony. And this is, I think, one you would probably like answering coming up. How pissed off is he about this season? A very open-ended thing. Just how do you actually feel?
I would be livid.
Gloves off. You're being honest with me. Hey, Sid, how do you feel about this season and your teammates and everything?
I would feel like they've let certain seasons get away in the playoffs, blown 3-1 leads, things of that nature. Not showing up for game sevens, things like that. But not even making the playoffs this year when you add the Norris Trophy winner and all of your stars are healthy the whole way through. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'd be fuming. If I were Sid, I would encapsulate this season in two words. That's it? That's how I'd feel.
They got worse from last year.
This is all there is?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.